It's The Takeaway. I'm Cindy Rodriguez, filling in for Tanzina today. On Monday, federal judges ruled for the second time this year that North Carolina's congressional maps are unconstitutional. The ruling sets up the possibility that election officials will have to remake the state's voting processes just 2 months before a big election. Here to break down the ruling and its potential impact is Jonathan Kapler, executive director of the North Carolina Free Enterprise Foundation, a nonprofit, nonpartisan political research firm in North Carolina. Jonathan, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, as I said in my intro, this is the second time this court has ruled on this case. Can you explain where this case began?
Sure. The roots of it are back in 2011 when the Republican-led General Assembly drew our congressional districts, and then immediately those districts were sued over for racial gerrymandering reasons and ultimately were found to be unconstitutional on those grounds. And so the General Assembly was then required to redraw our district lines in 2016 in kind of an unusual situation. So this is not necessarily unusual for North Carolina to have to redraw these things. And then immediately following those districts being redrawn in 2016, there was litigation begun about the districts being drawn for excessive partisan bias, and which is a totally different kind of legal question and one in which is a little bit more novel for our country, really. And so that litigation has been ongoing. And of course, there's been other court cases originating out of other states, notably in Wisconsin, that had been a little bit ahead of North Carolina in this case. And the reason that we've had this decision this week declaring our congressional districts unconstitutional for a second time is because the Supreme Court had asked an additional review be done of this case in light of their procedural rulings in other cases.
So how do voters in North Carolina feel about this gerrymandering fight?
They are confused. We have multiple streams of litigation in North Carolina ongoing at the same time, dealing with our congressional districts and our legislative districts. And so it gets very confusing for voters because you are constantly hearing the word redistricting and you're not sure what that means, where that leaves you, what district lines are or are not moving. And so, for example, in North Carolina, we actually had to redraw our legislative districts last year, and our congressional districts had to be redrawn in 2016. And so this new decision could potentially leave us with a new set of congressional districts again in 2018. Supposed to do this once every 10 years, and it seems like we're just on a treadmill and can't get off this redistricting litigation, and it's not really great for our democracy.
Right, and so not only may North Carolina have to redraw maps again, they may have to do it before the November elections, is that right?
Right. That's what the three-judge federal panel is indicating. And that's really where this is an unprecedented situation. Normally, the courts are loath to intervene in an election and kind of throw things into a chaotic situation this close to an election. We are now less than 70 days out from the November general election. But they have indicated that these are, in their belief, unusual circumstances. They're reluctant, they have said, to allow congressional races to be waged under unconstitutional district lines, which they have found unconstitutional for partisan reasons twice, and previous district lines unconstitutional for racial gerrymandering issues. And so they say North Carolina voters deserve to have constitutional districts and that they are willing to go to extraordinary measures to make that happen. And that could include things like not holding our congressional elections on the general election date, November 6th, instead maybe having primaries that day and then having a special congressional general election January 2nd, just a day before the new Congress is supposed to be seated. Mm-hmm. That is all uncertain and very confusing and could produce very unusual results in North Carolina.
Jonathan Kapler is the executive director of the North Carolina Free Enterprise Foundation. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
It's glad to be with you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.